posts, and they're a good post. They last several years. They cut them up there in the mountain, on the hills up there, and when they clean up ground, they'll make, live in that post. And a lot of them will, they carry these, a lot of these 8-foot stuff to the 6-foot, about 6-foot to these little, well, I don't know where they're called, paper mills or anyhow, where they make these paper and everything, but they'll draw them down to all about, you know, about a 4-inch post. And they make paper out of the rest of them, and then they sell that heart part for post. And we bought them. We bought them. Crystal. They'll crystal them. You buy them at the crystal them, and both when you crystal them, that makes them last that much long. Because that keeps the bugs from eating into them. Bugs are bad here in this country about eating.
Oh, are they?
Eating. Well, what part of them's in the ground where the bugs just eat them up.
Oh.
And it'll, and then you crystal it, but of course that stops them bugs from eating them.
Did you ever know of them putting something in a nest for a chicken to sit on to make it start laying?
No, I don't know why I ever could fool no hen like that or not. But mother had some white. She had some white glass eggs, and then they had had gourds, that little white gourds that they could raise and use them for nest eggs. Mm-hmm. And mother used them, and daddy went to sale one time, and he got hold of a dozen glass eggs.
Uh-huh. Oh, glass eggs. Was it made out of something like china?
It was just a regular china egg. It was glass. It really glass. It would break.
Oh, and
you could two of them together, and well, they would break. You know, if you hit too hard, they're so thick. But they were just like an egg, and they were the same size of egg. Mm-hmm. And, well, they went out there one time, and the dadgum little chicken think he'd done swallowed two or three of them glass eggs. And she got hold of daddy, and they went out there, and they killed that little chicken thing, got them eggs back.
They got their eggs back.
Yeah, got them glass eggs back. They didn't know the difference. Them little snakes didn't. They swallowed them glass eggs. And of course, what they do with them, they say they do, they crawl through a crack or something, they bust those eggs, but they wouldn't have busted those glass eggs that way, because they wouldn't have busted. But that's all I know about anything like that. Now, they have a gourd. They have a little white gourd that's shaped like an egg that you can raise.
That you can raise.
You can just raise any around your garden or on your fence rows or somewhere, and then you use them for nest eggs, and of course, they'll get broke and things. But my mother, she always used, sometimes it sort of gets your nest in a mess, you know, but if she'd have a few old, she'd set her old hen and a few eggs would hatch.
Uh-huh.
Why, she'd use them for a nest egg, but sometimes they get broken. When they do, well, that's a lot of messy in your nest, you know, they stink and everything else. But they'll finally get dry where they just sort of dry up. Mm-hmm. And but she could tell them from a fresh egg, mm-hmm. they just leave them out there all the time.
Yeah, she could tell them from
an old hen lay. But now, later days, it seemed like chickens don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Used to, you'd get all the eggs out of the nest, so hen would move her nest.
Mm-hmm.
But now, they all artificial, make them lay. They make them lay by the lights and feed and stuff. Mm-hmm. They just, man, you gotta lay after eat.
Mm-hmm.
And they about lay, they just lay.
Mm-hmm.
And these brooders, and where they lay in houses, there's one down here where we, at least two, we get some one, and there's nothing down there. They're in wire cages, and they just lay the egg, and they just roll down a little trough. Don't they go along and pick them up? That's the kind of egg that you get when you buy it.
Oh, they roll down in a little trough?
They lay them in this cage, and then they just roll down into a trough, and they'll go along in it with a cart.
Uh-huh.
Well, then pick them up and put them in crates.
Well, do they have several troughs?
No, they don't have, they're a little, they're just a regular truck, but they can handle, I don't know, maybe 25, 30 dozen on one cart. They'll go down the alley and back through the alley. If they get loaded, they'll unload them. Then they'll go back down the alley and back again. See, they get them on both sides. They got the chickens fixed where you pick up eggs on both sides.
Oh.
Then on the other side is feed.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they got them in cages. You go down one alley and put the feed out. You go down the other alley and you get the eggs, because the eggs will drop out.